Across the state, 43 different companies are hoping to secure one of New York's medical marijuana licenses. Under the law signed last year, companies must both grow and distribute the drug through designated dispensaries. The drug cannot be smoked, and the dispensaries cannot sell other pharmaceutical products. Last week, Fiorella Pharmaceuticals announced its plans to open a grow facility in Glenville in Schenectady County. Founder and president Ari Hofnung said the company selected the Capital Region location for its central location and business-friendly community.
And when you reflect on the Capital Region's talent footprint, it becomes clear that the region is an academic and healthcare hub with a highly skilled workforce.
Fiorella's Glenville site would be located at the Glenville Business and Technology Park. The company hopes to hire 100 workers and says it would invest $10 million in the property. The company also said it plans to invest $5 million in research dollars to institutions across New York, including $1 million in the Capital Region. It plans to release more details in the weeks ahead. Again, Ari Hofnung.
We believe that research and development is key to being a successful pharmaceutical company. Being a New York pharmaceutical company, we think it's appropriate to invest in the best minds and the finest institutions in our state.
Other companies, Compassionate Relief Centers and Etain, are looking to grow the drug at locations in Cambridge in Washington County and in Chester in Warren County, respectively. Another company, Empire State Health Solutions, is hoping to begin medical marijuana production at the Tryon Industrial Park in Fulton County. Dispensaries, however, are another issue. Fiorella plans to open sites in Long Island, Westchester County, Syracuse, and Rochester. The company North Country Roots is looking to site its grow facility in Plattsburgh, but to open dispensaries in St. Lawrence County, Utica, Plattsburgh, and Half Moon in Saratoga County. President and CEO Doug Buttdorf told WAMC that its distribution area would cover about 30% of the state, albeit an area with a lower population. Buttdorf said, quote, "It's important that the state ensures access to the medicine for patients across the state, not just near metropolitan areas," unquote. North Country Roots is looking to employ about 60 initially between dispensaries and its production facility. As reported in the Daily Gazette this week, Orange County-based CannaCare is hoping to open dispensaries in Manhattan, Rockland County, Rochester, and Schenectady. Ted Burnt of Compassionate Relief Centers said he expects the Washington County-based company to employ about 25 workers at its production facility and an equal amount at dispensaries in Colony, Plattsburgh, Manhattan, and Westchester County.
I think some of the projections for jobs are a bit inflated.
Etain is seeking dispensaries in Syracuse, Yonkers, the town of Ulster, and downtown Albany. Spokesman Steve Stalmer said he expects news from the Department of Health to come down soon.
So we hope the selections are made in the next couple of weeks. We've been told, to expect something in mid to late July. So everybody's anxious and nervous.
Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.